This episode of the podcast is brought to you by BlackCraftCult.com. Go to BlackCraftCult.com and buy some super dope shit. They got lots of satanic stuff and like, how do you say it? Macabre? Something like that? Yeah. Anyways, go to BlackCraftCult.com. They got tons of cool shit. I love almost everything these guys do. They're fucking great. They're awesome. Yeah, all around fucking absolutely enjoy it. The people that own it and work there are super cool as well. So, you know, yeah, go buy some shit, ya fucks. How you guys doing? It's been a long time. I released an episode yesterday, which was Thursday night, the 28th, I believe. Fuck if I know. And that was just a, we did a movie review for the movie It. And that was about it, yeah. But this one, oh boy, let me tell you, I go a little off the rails a couple times. There's been a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, a lot of stuff happening. Our president's a dickwad. Other countries hate us because our president's a dickwad. And, you know, overall, a lot of us are pretty shitty. Lots of hate going around, lots of racism and everything kind of showing its face. And I haven't really got to vent and talk about it. So this episode, I do just that. I kind of just start fucking just ranting. I go on some rants. I mean, they're pretty funny, but still, if you like to hear me rant and say ridiculous shit, then this is the episode for you. If you don't, well, then, you know, listen to it anyways, you fuck. Ben is on this podcast episode with me again, and we kind of talk about some deep shit. Like I said, we talk about some racial stuff and, you know, kind of our viewpoints and our opinions about stuff, which don't have to matter to you. I mean, I'm more than happy to hear everybody's feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, yeah. Also, check out... Oh, fuck, where I wrote it down. I had another sponsor I was supposed to fucking say. Uh-oh. That's not good. Okay, where did I write it? See, this is why I need sticky notes. Because I'm a fucking moron, and I could have just stuck it to the center of this computer screen. And I didn't. So, fuck it. BlackCraftCult.com and FirstAnd26.com. They're both clothing companies. They're both super rad, depending on your style. If you're not into satanic stuff, go to FirstAnd26.com. There's the number one, ST, and the number 26th.com. And they have more kind of hip-hop street apparel type shit. They got some cool stuff going on over there. Also, I'm still working on Radcast t-shirts. I'm just broke and just trying to figure life out right now. But y'all know how that is. Y'all struggling too. We're all struggling. We're young. It happens. If you guys don't follow the Radcast page, please follow the Radcast Facebook page. I'm always posting memes and videos and, you know, nerdy stuff, dark stuff, funny stuff, serious stuff. I post everything on there. So go ahead and check that out. Radcast on Facebook. Look for my logo. Anybody who does follow Radcast or follows me on any of my social media, I've been in a fucking great mood for like a week and a half now. It's been insane. You know, I normally have a little bit of ups and downs, whatever. But I've been in a fucking, like, I'm on top of the world for the last week. I've just been trying to think super positive. Some super cool stuff's been going on. And I'm just in a great fucking mood. I'm on top of the goddamn world. This house could burn down around me right now. And I'd be like, eh, all right, sure. Let's make the most of it. Glass half full, guys. Hey, glass half full. Anyways, this episode we talk about Donald Trump, the NFL kneeling situation, UFC news with John Jones and Chris Cyborg and some other people. We talk about some video games. We talk about some movies coming out, and a bunch of other random shit. And like I said, it's a rant and raving one, so listen, love, enjoy, and hey, don't be a cunt.
Big of the devil at this shall appear.
you're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Relaxed and smiling. Oh! She slapped him!
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
It's a man!
What do you have to say about that?
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Yeah, definitely, definitely change, hurry up and eat
change,
that.
Change it?
Yeah. Hey, man. Change
gunk,
it.
Gunk.
Hey, you want
to, it's
oh, girl, you want, oh, eat it slow, eat it slow.
Oh, my God, it's so much in my mouth.
Oh, eat it slow, oh. You think you could, does it count if you chew it and then baby bird it into my mouth? Does that count as eating? I guess we'll find out another time. This is episode 46.
46.
Lots of stuff to talk about. This is going to be more episode with some goddamn nuts to it. It's going to have some girth.
It's just a lot of pop culture.
Just
basically
a lot of pop culture shit. We got some shit on our list here. We got healthcare stuff, UFC stuff, video game stuff, NFL stuff, Donald Dump stuff, hashtag Trump is fat, more video game stuff, more UFC stuff, more Donald Trump stuff. Fuck, dude, where do you even want to start, man? I don't... I feel like we can start... Let's just jump right into the shittiest one. Let's just talk about all this kneeling and Trump and all this shit, because the game stuff can kind of just be thrown out with dates and stuff at the end here. So, for those of you who live in a fucking closet, even in a closet, I feel like you hear about this, so...
There's Wi-Fi that can get in closets.
Yeah, for real. So... The entire, you should look up what teams have and haven't kneeled so far, because as far as
I'm
I know,
Jamie, dude, I'm not that quick.
As far as I know, hey, look that shit up. As far as I know, a majority of the teams are kneeling for the national anthem. So what was it, a year ago that the Kaepernick thing started? Was it last year or was it 2 years ago?
I thought it was in 2016.
Okay, so I'm thinking it's early 2016 season or whatever the fuck it was. So Colin Kaepernick kneeled during the national anthem to...
Okay, there's a list right here.
Okay, give me just a second. So Colin Kaepernick kneeled during the national anthem to protest racism and stuff like that. He's, you know, trying to show, like, in a nation that we should be proud of, there's too much fuckery and evil shit going on. My people are being oppressed and treated like shit and treated differently, and, you know, that's something that everybody needs to be aware of. Well, he got shit on by every fucking person that owns a American flag pair of boxers.
Well, I watched a video.
Yeah.
And what he was doing to protest was just sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and he was actually sitting. Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke to a retired Marine, I think it was, and he said, you know what, when for our fallen brothers, what we do is we take a knee for him. So, in protest to that, he was taking a knee in respects to fallen soldiers.
Mm-hmm. But there's not one fucking NFL player that has kneeled for the national anthem that does not support the troops, as far as I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's retarded. Hey, change it. So, anyways, Ben, hit us with... So before I have you hit me with that.
Right.
So... Just recently, like a few weeks ago, Trump gave a speech thing. Yeah, for sure, turn the sound off. Trump gave a speech shitting on Kaepernick, saying if you're an NFL team owner or a coach and one of your players wants to disrespect that flag and kneel during the anthem, you fire that son of a bitch and remove him instantly, blah, blah, blah. Well, then the Steph Curry thing where Trump invited Steph Curry to the White House and Steph Curry's like, oh, yeah, cool story, bro. No. Well, then classic Trump, like a fucking butthurt ex-girlfriend. Oh, you know what? He's taken too long, so I rescind my invitation. Hey, bud, he said no. There is no invitation because he said no. He didn't say, let me think about it. And Trump was like, oh, well, you got
to
think about it.
Just to clear things up, Nick, tell us how you really feel.
No means no. And, of course, the pussy-grabbing champ of the world wouldn't know what that means. But he said no. Like, Curry immediately was like, hey, I'm not going because you bitch.
So, and this is all coming from a president that's, like, put down a Gold Star family. and has made fun of John McCain.
Yeah, called him a pussy.
Saying that he was a pussy he was and he likes...
He's like, meh, I like my soldiers that don't get captured, you know. What? Change it? Like, I was talking about this the other day, and I started writing a joke, and then I saw fucking Jim Jeffries tell the joke. But I had said, like, this is the first time we've ever had a president that legitimately has a catchphrase. Like, he could print it on shirts. Because when he did the Kaepernick thing, he's like, you're fired. And then the crowd's all like, yeah. And so he, like, gets all pumped about himself, and he turns back around to the mic, he's you're fired. And he does it again. It's like, hey, buddy. Hey, real quick. Hey, are you a fucking cartoon character? Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Just checking. Fucking douchebag. Anyways, so Trump pissed off the entire NBA and fucking NFL because they're like, hey man, this guy was trying to support our cause and you're shit on. So now we're all together in agreement that we're going to kneel for the anthem. And numerous teams have done it. So we'll dive into what has happened since then. Let us know what teams have and have not kneeled for the anthem.
This is just from Business Insider, and this is who has. Mm-hmm. So this is the Dallas Cowboys. The Baltimore Ravens.
And the Dallas Cowboys, their owner, locked arms with them. Yep. So.
Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Houston Texans.
If you can't tell by the hesitation of Ben's voice, neither one of us follow fucking football whatsoever.
Is fruit barrel.
We're literally having to read the names.
American football. Get it the fuck
out.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're right. Big skin.
Philadelphia Eagles. New England Patriots. So even, you know, there's even teams like...
The Patriots.
Denver Broncos.
You can't call them unpatriotic. It's in their name.
The Buffalo Bills. Pittsburgh Steelers. Atlanta Falcons.
Whoa, real quick. Hold on. You know what I just realized? Hmm. How did the Buffalo Bills get their name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The Buffalo Bills?
Another podcast, hey, Nicholas.
Real quick. Did your team get named after a... fictitious serial killer? Oh, it did? Okay. Change it.
Hashtag change it. Indianapolis Colts, Cleveland Browns, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks, and Tennessee Titans.
Fuck.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers. Los Angeles Chargers, damn. Kansas City Chiefs, damn. Oakland
You're
Raiders,
running out of teams, dog.
Washington Redskins. I mean, we should have just named off who wasn't.
Yeah,
protesting.
Did you Google who protested, or did you? Google?
I googled who has protested. And by the way, also, I believe, yeah, okay. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's the guy, that came out.
Villanueva. The one player.
Yeah, but it was kind of weird because everybody kept on grabbing onto him, saying like, "See, he's really going out." But he said, like, I completely regret that because I wanted to stay in there with my team, but I wanted to go out there just to see the flag.
Yeah, he's like,
I came out a little too far.
I saw that speech he gave.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be with my team. I just wanted to be able to see the flag.
It's classic. All those people that jump on this type of shit, they're the type that'll just cling onto anything and just run with it. Like, I told you about, was that all of them?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And that was from Business Insider.
Again, I don't watch football. But I'm having a real difficult time thinking of a team that was not on that list. Did it say Arizona, the Cardinals?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe the Cardinals did their fucking thing.
What is that? What is?
But, you know, who likes the Cardinals? Early in the day, everybody was sharing this. Because it's a meme, you know it's real. It's not like people can just make those.
It's not
those.
Fake news. No,
yeah, it's not like people can just make those. So there was a meme going around with a picture of the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and he was like, and it had a quote, and it's like, if anybody related to the staff of my team, whether it be coaches, players, blah, 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 does not stand with your hand over your heart for the national anthem, you will be
fired.
Immediately fired. Which everybody was just circle jerking and coming all over each other, like, yeah, goddamn right, Dallas Cowboys, you tell them, it's America. Oh, America. Oh, oh. America? Fast forward 4 hours, he locks arms with them. It takes a knee. it's like, you guys will cling to anything. And I just don't get the whole thing. I understand the player's point of view and what Colin Kaepernick did, and I support it. I don't really care because it's a fucking song for sure. Calm down. It's a song that was written by people.
What have we talked about before?
It's a song that was written by people who has played before a game where grown men throw a piece of rubber and touch each other's asses. Why are we so upset about this? Yeah, Ben just showed me a meme, and it's a perfect example. So the top half of the meme, you guys remember that chick that when gay marriage became illegal, she worked at like a court somewhere and signed like marriage licenses or something like that? And she protested like, I won't do it. You can't get me to sign no fag certificate. Nuh-uh, I'm not doing it. And then like she got to go to like rallies with Republicans. They're like, this is what we need. Somebody who stands up for what they believe in and blah, 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 blah. And then the bottom half of this picture is
She literally was not doing her job.
Literally refused to do her job. And it's a cunt. I mean, you know, do what you want. It's free cunch, but yakuda. And then the bottom half of the meme is four NFL players kneeling and, you know, holding their heads down and stuff like that. And it says, so the top half says, protests at work, conservative hero. And she's smiling with some Republican office holders. And then the bottom says, how dare they protest at work? So again, this is just perfect example of like a lot of things that have been happening with like people who are just super pro Trump because he's a Republican. Like if you're a Republican, that's my team. So no matter what is said or done, I gotta find some goofy back ass words way to back that guy or girl or whoever the fuck it is, because y'all are stupid. That's not how the world fucking works. If somebody's being shitty, you go, hey man, you're being shitty. Can you not do that? That'd be the best thing to do, is not do the thing you're doing that's, you know, shitty. Meanwhile, everybody's just, I mean, I can't, anytime I see anything, you know, and I, about something Trump said, he's the easiest target because he's an idiot. So something Trump said, blah, 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 blah. So I'll look into it. I'll check the source. I'll go through some shit because, you know, a lot of people that don't like him will share, just like people on the right will share stuff that's just echo chambery, blah, 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 blah. So I'll go on. I'll verify that it's something that he said. I'll verify, blah, blah, blah. Or not, a lot of times he fucking tweets it, and I follow him on Twitter. So I can just go literally look at what he said himself. That's the worst part. It's not people, like, leaking shit that he said.
Yeah.
He says it himself. Don't do that.
And for sure he runs his own account.
Oh, for sure. What? Hey, Trump, you realize you're the only quote-unquote celebrity that does that? You think Tom Cruise tweets his own shit? No, I barely tweet my own shit. Like, but I can see, I'll see something that he says or an opinion he has about something or some shitty thing he did, and I'm never fucking surprised. I'm just not. That doesn't mean I'm not disgusted. I'm not like, ew. But I'm not surprised in any fucking way. It's just, I mean,
like, okay, here,
when people share shit and they're just like, oh, I can't believe angry sign, and then the all the super left people, they're circle jerking like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, yeah. It's like, okay, he is, yes, but you guys are just doing the same thing. Obviously, during the campaign, he talked about fucking like sexually assaulting women, and now that he says something about like, you know, oh, he said the word fag, what? Oh. Call the New York Times. You're not going to believe this. We're going to need proof. If somebody told me, like, you see that video of Trump yesterday? What? Oh, he punted a baby across the street. I would assume it's true because, what else can the guy do? Holy shit. What else can the guy fucking do?
Yeah. So on the topic of the standing for the anthem and stuff,
uh-huh.
We've talked about it before.
Hashtag you kneel for crosses, hashtag not for the flag.
On your knees. So we've talked about it before. Where do you draw the line to where me and you are at a, like a whole bunch of people are at a, like watching the football.
Yeah.
And the anthem comes on.
Are we supposed to stand up in the living
room? Are we supposed to stand up? It shouldn't fucking matter where you are. If I have it on my fucking phone on my playlist.
There's a dollar.
If I have it on my playlist and I just start playing it in the middle of the fucking road.
In that room.
Everybody on the hat off. Everybody in earshot of this better fucking take their hat off and have their
well, that's the way everybody
find their closest flag and start.
That's the way everybody's acting like they do, which nobody does. And perfect. We talked about this too. Like, oh, you love your flag so much, and oh, disrespect my flag. Yet you'll wear it as a pair of fucking swimming shorts and piss and shit yourself from pounding beers for 4 fucking hours. You'll wear it as a bandana, and then you paint a fucking rebel flag on your fucking car. Who, I don't know if you're aware of this. They did not want to be a part of America, and they literally challenged the country and all the values it had and tried to leave. That's about a billion times worse. Yet you'll fight to the death, to the fucking death, to be like, just defend that
because
shit.
Somebody
No, because the opposite team doesn't like that, so I have to defend it and fight for it. But
yep.
It's just the mentality is just fucking retarded. Like, all these people, they make me genuinely laugh. I genuinely almost pissed myself this morning watching this fat redneck fuck that with a beer belly that I could literally sit on. Like, if he stood up straight, I could rest a soda like a fucking shelf on this guy's gut. Okay? And he's standing there and he's got his long socks and his fucking dad boner shoes. And he's like, I told my team, I said, if you guys kneel, you know, I have season passes.
They care what Cletus has
to
say.
I have season passes right here. And it's always like their wife filming him on some shit knockoff Walmart Android phone.
Calculator?
Yeah, Android phone. Looks like you filmed it with a fucking box of tissues. I told him, I said, now, if my boys in green, if they don't stand for that flag, I'm proud. If they don't stand for that flag like I do, I got season tickets, damn it, and I'll be goddamned if I go to another game. I have an entire room. I said I wasn't going to cry. God damn it.
Now, Cletus, come on, baby. You can finish it.
I cried this hard since Dale Earnhardt died, god damn it. Now, I said, if you kneel, I got an entire room full of shit that I've wasted most of my minimum wage pay on to buy because I got nothing better in life than to watch people throw a dead piece of meat back and forth across the field. I was going to burn it, and I'll never go to your game again. So, again, it took me a year to save up enough money to buy a season passes, but I'm going to light them on fire. That'll show them. Oh, you mean you're going to free up some seats and some air, you mouth-breathing fucking moron? Good, burn them. They don't need you. Hey, man, hey, they don't need you.
I saw a funny meme. It was like,
I literally laughed my dick off. I watched the whole thing. It was like 9.5 minutes of this guy, like, he literally starts tearing up and fucking just throwing all the shit. And plus, he couldn't figure out how to get the kerosene thing open. So it was like 2 minutes of this mouth-breathing fucking moron. Like, that's it. Here it is. The climax of this video. Lighten it up. And he piled all of his shirts and helmets and shit up. And then he's like, he's like fumbling with the fucking can't get it open. Daryl, use the pliers. I don't need pliers. Use the pliers. I told you you're going to need pliers. Now I'm going to have to wait and waste some video. I was dying, dude. I was dying laughing. I had to give myself mouth to mouth.
So I saw a meme. It said, in the divorce of America, who would have thought the left would have gotten football?
Yeah, no shit. That is no fucking
who would have thought the left
but
got the,
like, hey, man,
football
hey,
in the divorce?
Buddy. Hey, dude, real quick. If you're burning your tickets that you spent, have you ever been to a fucking professional anything? Expensive? Like, what? If you're burning season tickets because somebody kneeled for a fucking song that in any other instance you don't give a shit about, burn them twice. Burn them, scoop them up in a pile, put them in another pile, and light them on fire again. Then do me a favor real quick, take the little bit of fuel you got left, dump it on yourself, and light your fucking self on fire. Because nobody cares that you're that upset. Because one, who the fuck is that upset? If it was the UFC, first of all, UFC is smart enough to not have the fucking national anthem because avoided all those problems. But if the UFC, say like fucking somebody that, say Conor McGregor, who's not American, so it would be less crazy if a non-American did it. If he came out and they did the national anthem and he just sat on his ass in the cage, I wouldn't be like, how fucking dare you, boy? How fucking dare you? I would be like, yeah, don't care. It's a fucking song, okay? Now, if he walked in and punched a baby in the front row, I'd be like, whoa, dude, what the fuck is your problem? Or, you know, snorted cocaine and hit a pregnant chick with a car, I'd be like, this guy's a piece of shit.
It's John Jones?
He's a piece of shit, but a song? Hey, guess what, bro? I'm over it. Why don't we all just decide? Tell you what, I bet they won't kneel. Let's make the anthem something cool. Let's like do like a Ludacris song or something like that. Like, I just, it's a fucking song, and I understand what the song represents. Well, okay, first of all, if we're going to get real, songs written by racist. So, I'm just going to be honest. So, if we really want to get crazy, we should probably change it. I don't remember the exact date, but they didn't even do the national anthem until like just a handful of fucking years ago. So you guys are acting like they've done the national anthem for every fucking game for 1,000 years. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, man. Hey, buddy. Calm the fuck down. Take some of your heartburn pills from your fat fucking gut, okay? And pick a different sport. Why don't you join the rest of the world and watch actual football or anything else? Personally, football's boring to me. Now, I know people love football. I'd rather watch paint fuck, but, you know, what? I just, why are you so upset? Again, it's a fucking song, bro. And if you really wanted to get into, like, the meaning of the song, and you don't understand what this means to people, blah, 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 written by a racist. So, that point kind of helps their point, too. And if you're for a second one of these assholes that's out there pretending that there's no oppression and there's no racism in the world, if you're legitimately even trying to argue that, Yakuda, dude, turn around. Hey, man, real quick, the closest door to you, find the closest door, walk through it, bend over, because I'm going to fuck you in your ass, gunk, shutting the door in your fucking face, bro.
So I got some information on that.
Okay.
So this is
I got a little heated there.
Axios.com. 1945, NFL Commissioner Elmer Leyden said the playing of the national anthem should be as much of a part of every game as the kickoff. We must not drop it simply because the war is over. We should never forget what it stands for. 2009, NFL players began standing on the field for the national anthem before the start of primetime games.
Yeah, because they were in their locker
room. Before this, players would stay in their locker room except during the Super Bowl and after 9/11. Ugh. 2009, homie.
That's what I'm saying, dog. 2009. I really ranted there and kind of shit on a lot of people's favorite sport. Uh-huh. So I got blood red mad. That's my bad, guys. Although, come on, pick a better sport. Fucking football. Come on, guys. That being said, like I love martial arts. I love MMA, Bellator, UFC, all of it. You can't name a fighter that I can't tell you stats and blah blah blah. That being said, I don't paint my fucking face with Chuck Liddell's fucking face and wear
Iceman
shirts with his face and wear his stupid blue shorts. Okay. Hey, man, we get it. Ice. So when people are fucking like, woo, hot, fucking drunk off of shit water beer that you paid $13 a cup for and you ate 9 fucking hot dogs for $1,000 and then you paint stripes on your fat titties. No, that's not, it's just so ridiculous to me. That being said, you know, I grew up, my dad watched football, my grandpa watched football. I can get into it if it's like, you know, I'll watch the Super Bowl and shit like that. I just don't understand, like, if you would have asked me a couple years ago, like, hey, man, there's some players protesting peacefully. They're not doing it in the middle of the game. They're doing it before the game. They're not catching a ball, oh shit, he's gonna make a touchdown, the 30, the 20, the 10, I'm not sure what he's doing here, he seems to be just dropping to his knees, he's protesting. Well, that's very unfortunate, you know, they were one touchdown away from taking this game home and it's the end of the fourth quarter. They're not doing that, dude, they're doing it before the game. And everybody that I've seen talk about it has been super respectful. Everybody's been super nice, like, hey, this is not nothing against troops, it's just their people are being treated like shit and treated differently. I would like to know, I mean, this is a big what if, and it's, if it were the other way around, what if all the white guys decided to protest something together? Mm-hmm. Now, which is really cool, which is something that makes me love, God, I can't talk today. It does make me love football, is a lot of players on these teams are white or whatever other race, and they're choosing to all, hey man, I got you, dog. We're going to hold hands. We're going to drop to it. Like, everybody's being super cool and supportive, and I fucking love that. Even coaches have, like, made statements like, oh, you know, is your team going to be like, hey, whatever my team decides to do as a team, we will do as a fucking team.
Yeah.
That is something that's literally kind of – it's kind of funny. It comes full circle because it's kind of what they're asking for by these protests.
Yeah.
Because they're all treated equally and they see each other equally, which is not how society and the law enforcement and all these fuckheads that are mad treat these people. Hence why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about you just stop being a dick and then we'll be good and we can all stand and pretend we give a shit about that song. But the reason you're upset is literally the fucking reason why they're doing it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And maybe we shouldn't have a shithead like running this bitch because he's literally pissing everybody off. It's fucking ridiculous. That picture that we talked about that I saw that said, I can't remember the name of the kid that got shot. The video, there's a picture clip of that young black man that had a cop had his knee in his back and he was dead.
Yeah.
And it said, if you gave as much of a fuck about this as you do about this, and then the other picture was guys kneeling on the
court. If you care about more, like if you cared as much about that knee than this knee, then we wouldn't have this problem.
We wouldn't have this issue. Yeah. Like none of this would happen. Again, like that's what it comes down to. If you're really that upset about this, you're probably a cunt. And if you're for 1 second trying to unjustify these guys' peaceful fucking protest, and I keep seeing like, oh, you're fucking paid athletes that make millions of dollars. Do what you're told. Oh, so you're a paid monkey, so you're not allowed to have an opinion because we give you millions of dollars. So, yeah, don't fucking do what makes
also,
you feel
good about
yourself.
Also, if you have that
much... Well, they have more... Like, if I were to
that much into a person that throws a ball...
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's a fucking
like I
game,
love
BMX, bro.
But I do not. I would not hold that much towards
anybody with a bike.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a
like, oh yeah, he's a dick.
It's
fuck
a
him.
Fucking game, dude.
He's good on a bike, but he's a dick.
It's fucking ridiculous. And my thing is like, people are like, when Kaepernick first did it, they were like, oh, you know, fucking he used his platform in the wrong way. No, because. He's supposed to just go protest by his car, by him fucking self. He's a famous person with people that look up to him. That's the best way to get your fucking voice heard.
Also, that's basically how Trump became president.
Literally how Trump became president?
He became president off his celebrity.
Yeah.
Hey, man, wrong
solely
platform,
bro.
Celebrity.
Wrong platform, bro.
And he's still using his catchphrases.
Yeah. Hey, man.
As president.
You're fired. Give me the guns. Come on, Donald. Come on. Yeah, bro. Oh, he fucking did it. He fucking did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shotgun this beer with me, bro. Yeah, sure. Oh, your hands can't hold a beer because they're too small? Oh, fuck, shit. All right, bro. Well, all right, see you, man. Like, I don't know. I just, this whole thing is, kudos to all the guys that are willing to sacrifice their careers and all this shit for something like this. You know, again, I don't have any stakes in it, and I don't give a shit either way, but I 100% support anybody's right to, again, they're not doing it during the game and fucking the outcomes of games up. They're not hurting other people. They're all getting along. All the players are fine. It's just you guys are being cunts. And if you don't want to go to the games, they don't fucking need you. Okay? Anything else on that?
No. Like I said, it's just where do you draw the line to where you have to stand? You know? If you're in earshot, do you have to stand? Why is it that only when you're around a bunch of people, when a bunch of people can see you, are you just doing
that's
it because they're going to get pissed off that you're not doing it? Is that why you do it? Because if that's the case, anytime I ever hear that song, you better have your fucking hand on your heart and your head off.
Yeah, dude. Well, and again,
where's the line drawn?
One of the things that they all try to jump on is like, how do you think that makes our troops feel? You're disrespecting our troops. It's like, okay, but again, just like you're upset, but maybe your neighbor's not about it. This is a personal by personal thing because there are plenty of fucking troops that 100% have supported this. A lot. A fucking lot. Go on Twitter and there's, I don't remember the hashtag. There's a hashtag for veterans who support it. Mm-hmm. It's hundreds of thousands of people. And like that World War II vet that had helped to get down on one fucking knee. Or World War II. Yeah, I said World War II.
Yeah, wow.
To get down on one knee and support these guys. And it's like that kind of shit. Oh, you're going to shit on that guy? Tell him how unpatriotic he is. And tell him to go fuck himself because he decided to get down on one knee. Go ahead. I'll wait. That's what I fucking thought. God, dude. I think we kind of covered, I mean, I think we covered Trump and the NFL kneeling shit all in one, so I think we're pretty much done with that. But let's roll off of this last little chunk here. The healthcare reform that these sneaky fucks, terrible, if you've looked into it much at all. It's fucking terrible. Unless you have a shit ton of money, like, if you, unless you have a shit ton of money, no prior sicknesses, illnesses, or injuries, or, you know, are not human, this thing was going to really fuck your life up and loved ones' lives up around you. So, because I have pre-existing conditions, so if that all shit all passed, I would have been fucked when I got, you know, a new job or anything where I had to change. You'd be paying premiums out the ass. Yeah, when I had to change insurance. Or not even paying premiums. They can deny me because they were going to get rid of that ability. Like, because right now, they still can't tell me no.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, you've been sick before. We don't want to, you know, gamble with you. No, fuck you. Like, anyways, they've tried to put the Republican health reform in the right way the first time. It bombed. Then it got brought up to the House. The House voted it down. So then twice they tried to sneak it in with another bill, real sneaky, like a bunch of cunt holes. And then this passed. It was supposed to be this today or tomorrow, this Thursday or Friday. It was supposed to be brought back again, and they snuck it in all sneaky again. And then they decided they're not even going to try. They just never fucking mind, because the pushback's been so hard, and teams of people, like all Bernie's people, like were really good about putting videos out being like, hey guys, remember, like, call your congressman, because they're gonna put this in again. And like, so that got completely pulled off of the list of things to vote on. So that's good, we dodged that bullet for a little bit longer. You know what's the best part about this? We're talking about everything we're talking about. Anybody who's like Republican or super right wing is just screaming like liberal shit, like vote blue. I'm not even
libtards.
I'm not even like, I don't even consider myself a liberal.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit that I completely. Again,
I don't
label with myself. Anything. No, not at all.
Not atheist.
I
not
just call stupid
left, not right. Not
no. I just call stupid stupid. Like, I am fucking so, like, this is one of the main reasons I will not move to Eugene. Like, part of me wants to live in Eugene, but then a big part of me is like, I can't do. Like, I went to that rave, and just literally everybody there is like, "What's your pronoun?" Fucking hashtag triggered. I can't stand you people. Die in a river. I hope your kids never learn to fucking read. I just, both sides are so retarded on so many different things.
And again, if someone says like, "Oh, I'm a feminist," you immediately see like, "Oh, you're a shithead."
Yeah.
If someone says, "I'm an atheist," you're like, "Oh, so you just like making fun of people for what they believe in."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
everything's got a label attached. That has to be completely attached to you. Go ahead and talk for a minute. I'm going to go grab another bottle of water.
I'll talk to myself. How's it going? Hey, me. I'm really shitty at talking. Here comes Nicholas.
Oh, I'm the fucking water champ today, man. I drank, let's see, these are 16.9, so we'll round down to 16. I drank 6 of these earlier, so what is that? That's 32, 32, 64, plus another. So, yeah, I mean, I've drank, it's got to be well over a gallon and a half today.
Killing it, dude.
Because this will be
water champ.
6, 7, 8. This will be 7, 8. Nine. This will be number 9 of a 16.9 ounce.
Water champ.
Yeah, water hashtag champ. Water hashtag water champ. Fuck you, Tom Segura. I'm taking that shit. Although, Tom Segura is still the water champ because he drinks Fiji because they got money. I'm drinking poor people water.
That's cat business.
This is essentially hose water.
It tastes like shit earlier.
Oh, God,
when it wasn't cold? Oh.
It's so bad, bro. It has to be like almost frozen or I can't. I grew up with well water. So I grew up with like you can minerals and it tastes good. And it tastes like it came from. And then everything here just tastes like it's got a tampon floating in it. I can't fucking do it, man. I hate tap water.
Hashtag gray water.
Yeah, hashtag gray water. I barely heard you. Almost choked. So I think we got all that gay shittiness stuff out of the way. I say gay with the utmost respect, by the way.
He's not assuming your gender.
I'm not assuming anybody's anything anymore. Sexuality anymore. I just assume, yeah, I just lump you all together as don't care. Let's talk about some UFC shit. So in the past couple months, Jon Jones fought Daniel Cormier for the second time. Daniel looked really good. He did a really good job for a good chunk of the fight, and then Jon caught him. He tricked him. He outsmarted him. He caught him. Pummeled the shit out of him. They stopped the fight. Oh, crazy. Now we all know. Jon Jones is back. Gave a great speech at the end. Yeah, dope, dope, dope. Cool, cool. Fast forward a couple days, fast forward a week, and guess what John Jones did? Pissed hot again.
For, what was it?
Turnball, anabolic T-ball. Steroid. Yep. Anabolic fucking steroid, yeah, which is an old school ass steroid. Man, and like, of course, you know, they're denying it, and they said, oh, there must be a mistake in the test, or, you know, I didn't take it, so maybe somebody put it in my food or in my drink or something, which is possible. Well, for sure it's possible, but here's the problem. Here's the problem real quick. You fucked up so many times, John, that it's really hard. Obviously, we're all just going to be like, you're full of shit. Because you did 100%.
You cried wolf too many times.
You cried wolf too many times. Not only did he not even really cry wolf, he just got caught fucking red-handed with all this other shit. The cocaine, the car accident, running, the other fucking accident, pissing dirty that other time. And it's just like, dude, you can only get in trouble so many times before we're going to believe shit you say. Unfortunately, as much as everybody wishes it was true, like somebody put something in your drink, and we could prove that. Unfortunately, your fucking track record.
Well, again, look how many times if a guy gets Connor and Mayweather got tested.
Yeah.
Way more than everybody else in like a 3-month period. A
ton. And the thing is, like, you know, if a guy gets arrested 6 times for heroin possession and then he gets out of prison. And then,
hey man, that's not mine.
They find heroin in his house where he's got 4 roommates. Yeah, that's definitely not mine, dude. Oh, cool. Well, as long as you're honest with us, fuck you, dude. It's probably yours, man. Like, obviously, there's a chance it's not, but we have to fucking kind of assume the worst. So they decided, oh, we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna test the B sample. For those of you who don't know the USADA way, the way things work with USADA is, they always take 2 samples at the same time. They have an A sample and a B sample. The A sample is taken, seal is broken by the professionals, whatever, and they test it whenever, you know, as soon as it gets there. The B sample, however, is sealed and signed by the fighter and a member of USADA and is not broken, touched, tampered, or opened until the fighter's present, signs that it needs to be opened, and then they pop it right then and there and test it then. For instances like this, where maybe sample A got tainted. So instead of, you know, in case there is some shithead at USADA trying to fuck John Jones over, well, then they could go, okay, let's test B samples. So they all show up. They're all witnesses. They open the B sample for the first time. They test it. So they said, let's wait for the B sample. So everybody across the internet, across the world, were like, okay, fuck, here's where we're going to find out. Maybe sample A was just some wonky shit because I think it was a piss test that he failed, not even a blood test.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, let's see.
Well, his team came out and said, like, oh, but his blood test came out clean.
Right, but each test tests for a different thing.
But it doesn't test for that, exactly. It would come back clean.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
And so everybody's kind of like, oh, fuck, okay, we're going to wait a couple days. We're going to have that B sample test. Oh. B sample test, done. Still dirty. You're fucked, John. Because this is a minimum 4-year suspension, I believe. You just fucking came back, dude. Like, I was so upset on both sides of the fence because on one side it's like John Jones is, I mean, kind of hard to argue against it, but at the same time, like, he can't quit fucking up. But arguably the greatest MMA fighter ever.
Yeah.
I mean, other than Gustafson one time, nobody really ever gave him much of a problem. Like, he just makes it look effortless. He barely trained for most of his fucking fights, and he still did that to people. So you have this guy that's the best ever, and he's literally throwing it all away because he can't make a fucking good decision. Granted, he was 20s, early 20s when all this kind of fell on his plate, so I don't know how I'd fucking handle it either, like a boss. But still, you're self-destructing, and so that sucks because, you know, we might not ever see John Jones in the UFC again. Now, if I were John and this shit looks like it's going that way, I would just say fuck the UFC and go fight for literally anywhere else. Anybody else, anywhere else. Fucking Bellator, don't fight in Vegas. Wherever the fuck you need to go. Because anybody will pay you whatever the fuck you want. You can beat the fuck out of whoever you want.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. On the other side, I'm super butthurt because I feel bad for DC, man. Everybody shits on Daniel Cormier. Everybody hates that guy. He's never lost other than Jon Jones.
He's booed.
Handedly beat the shit out of everybody he's fought. I'm sorry. Let's replay that Dan Henderson fight. Are you a fucking superhero, bro? Did you just one-handed throw Dan Henderson in the fucking air, man?
That was weird.
what is happening? Hey, did somebody drug fucking Dan Henderson before that fight? It was wild. Anyways, he does that to everybody. Wins almost every fucking round he has. Super sweet guy. Always honest. Always real with everybody. He was an Olympian. Talk about people being cunty and not being patriotic for kneeling. The dude was a fucking American Olympian. Show some fucking support. But no. Everybody hates him. You'll never beat John Jones. Like, okay, that's the reason why you hate the guy? Nobody's going to beat John Jones. So therefore, you should hate every fighter except for John fucking Jones, if that's your goddamn case. But he's just a super good dude. He was a great champion. He's a good role model. Everybody boos him and shits on him. So his biggest notch is that he just can't top John Jones. He can top everybody else, but he couldn't quite top John Jones. So when he had the title the first time, everybody's like, "Yeah, you're kind of the champ, but until you beat John Jones, we don't feel you're the real champ."
And you're just holding
and
on
he
to that
and
right
he
now.
Beat everybody else in the top fucking 5 to 3 round. Anthony Johnson, hold on, Anthony Johnson, 2 times, the scariest fucking dude. Like, anytime Anthony Johnson walks in the room, I'm like, my dick is immediately soft and I'm scared, and I'm in my living room. Like, he's fucking insane. Beats him twice. Still, nope, we don't respect you, blah, blah, blah. So now, Jones fucks up, and they're going to give DC the title back. And everybody's like, I keep hearing people be, like, butthurt about it. They're like, oh, fuck that. Okay, give me a good case why it should go to anybody else. Because he's beat everybody in that fucking division. Yep. So go ahead. Who should it go to? Well, he should have to fight for it. Why? Because if they were in a fucking fight, if you're at a tournament, and the guy you're challenging for the title or the championship or whatever it is gets dis-fucking qualified, you win. And that's what happened here. Jones got dis-fucking qualified. They overturned it because he cheated.
It was a no contest.
Yes, a no contest.
That's why I asked you about it.
Yeah, the fight essentially never happened because you cheated, bro. That's what happens when you cheat. If I'm the champ and we're in a fight and you're trying to take my title and you hit me with a 2x4, you lose. Okay? If you try to hit me with a steel chair, you lose. That's how this works. So everybody, oh, you should have to fight for it. Fight who? One of the other 6 guys he's already fucking beat? Yeah, you're right. You're a fucking idiot. Give him his belt back and just let him defend it. What's the difference? He should get the belt back. I can't think of a reason why he shouldn't get the belt back.
No.
I'll wait. I can't think of one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of one scenario in which I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
No, fuck you. Like, kill your fucking self. There was something else. So Chris Cyborg finally has a title in her fucking hands. Thank God. That little gorilla beat the bricks. I can't even remember the chick's name she fought now. I just had a brain fart. But I'll give it to that chick. She took that fight on short notice, and she tried.
She tried.
She tried, man. She was throwing hands, but you don't want none of that. Fuck, nobody wants any of that. So anyway, Cyborg won, blah, blah, blah. Well, a little bit of, you know, Ronda Rousey's been fucking MIA again since she lost to Nunes. She got married to Travis Brown, blah, blah, blah. Well, she kind of showed up on some social media stuff. She's doing some TV show thing. And then her coach was saying, we want, you know, Ronda's 50-50 to come back, and we want the Cyborg fight. What'd you say? I'm sorry. You couldn't last more than a minute with Amanda fucking Nunes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Let's get real. I'm going to be real. Chris Cyborg would rape Amanda Nunes. She would pin her down, nibble on her ear, rip her fucking arms off, and beat her to death with them. So, if you couldn't last a minute and a half with Amanda fucking Nunes, and you want to fight literally Wanderlei Silva with a wig? Don't do, and don't even talk about it. First of all, I wouldn't even pay to watch that fight. That'd be like having Ben's little sister fight a silverback gorilla. Don't need to see it. Don't need to see that. It was hard for me to watch Ronda come back and fight. I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. You know, there's very few fighters.
She looked like an idiot.
Yeah, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. That's not, I mean, obviously they're going to get hurt. That's kind of a stupid fucking thing to say, but I want to see competition. If you're in there and you shouldn't be in there, I don't want to see it.
I'd rather not watch.
I'd just rather not watch it. I was a fan of Ronda, and watching her get fucking constructed really bummed me out because she didn't belong in there. She didn't belong in there with those hands. Edmund's an idiot. So if she fought Cyborg, like, I just, again, I told Ben, like, if she came back and she all of a sudden, like, whoa, where's Ronda been this whole time? They throw her some, like, number eight chick, and she runs through her and just kind of gets back on the winning side of things and just starts tearing through people using judo again. Her hands are a little safer. She's not trying to get crazy. And she starts tearing through the division and looking hungry and makes the changes she needed to make. Then I can jump on board for you talking me into a cyborg fight. But I'm sorry, you're going to come off of a two-loss, two knockout streak where you got your head punched into another dimension, and you want to fight the best striker with tits aside from Alistair Overeem? No.
I was thinking, what's that guy? Ponytail?
Ponytail. Oh, Big Country?
Yeah, Big Country.
Yeah. Aside from Big Country? But... no, nobody needs to see that. Nobody wants to see that. And what are you guys smoking? That's probably why your camp sucks so bad. A cyborg fight? Are you drunk? I don't know if he's... I'd imagine it's just a publicity thing. He's just trying to sound tough, like Ronda still got it, blah, blah, blah. That's cute and all, but do you want Ronda to die? Do you owe her money? Hey, man. Hey, be real. Do you owe Ronda Rousey money and you're trying to get her killed? Because that's the only way any of that makes sense. Because you're making her look bad by even bringing that up. Because guess what we all did?
She could not come back from that.
We laughed in your fucking face when we saw that tweet. Nobody was like, whoa, that'd be crazy. Nobody.
I used to feel like that.
Yeah, 3 years ago I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Guess what, dude? We thought you're fucking joking. Did fucking Brian Callen take over your Twitter for a day and just talk shit on everybody who could beat up your fighter? Or do you owe her money? Because those are the only two things that fucking make sense to me. Nobody wants to see that fight. It's hopefully never fucking happens because I don't want to watch Rocky fucking Four. I don't need to see somebody die. And she would literally peel her face off like Dwight did with that dummy and wear it as a mask. Don't need to see it. So maybe you're hanging, I don't know, maybe you and Trump are trading fucking Twitter accounts. Because that's some asinine shit you tweeted, dog. Don't ever say that again. Don't let Chris Cyborg's name come out your mouth, because she'll kick the shit out of you. I'd pay to see that. That'd be hilarious. Hey, man. Yakuda. Okay? Just stop, dude. You're terrible as a coach. Hey, man. How many fighters you got winning shit right now? Oh, none? That's cute. Hey, man, how many fighters' careers have you ruined? Oh, all of them. That's fucking interesting. Math. The universal language that is all adding up and telling me, you piece of shit. Okay? Pay Ronda back. Fuck. I could not believe... When I saw that, I thought it was a joke. I thought, like... I just thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was... I thought somebody just said, like, oh, Ronda said this.
Like I said, a couple years ago, some, like, I would TMZ feel
shit.
That, but
yeah, I didn't think it was anymore. Legitimately Edmund saying that shit. Yeah. And I'm really glad... I didn't see Ronda retweet it or anything. I really hope she doesn't
I'd
do
be
that.
Scared to watch Ronda try to fight somebody she's whooped their ass before.
I wouldn't want to watch Ronda fight Misha scared, at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
I think she's so shell-shocked from yep. being just literally... Holly Holm
and everybody
literally,
sees the flaw now.
Yeah,
everybody God. Knows it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if you pressure her with good hands, yeah. like she's gonna fall apart. She
when
couldn't
her
even
feet
eat a
came
jab.
Together and she just stood up straight. And kept
yeah,
her
she became
down.
BJ Penn for a minute. Yeah, she couldn't even eat a fucking jab. Holly Holm literally like Hidukin kicked her fucking head into outer space, kicked her neck in half, dead. Since then, like she, I don't think, I don't know, man. She again, she'd have to change camps. Completely change your mindset and look, hey, you gotta just get over the fact, which is easier said than done. I'm not saying that I'd be able to do it. If my face got kicked off of my body like that, if you kicked my fucking soul out of my body for a good 2 minutes, I don't know if I'd ever come back from that either. I'm just saying, if you're going to try, like if that's what she decides to do, you gotta get over it. You gotta fucking get over it. Because if you have that in the back of your mind, like, oh, what if I get hit? What if I get hit? What if I get caught? Oh, that knockout sucked. Oh, like, oh.
Again, it's scary watching her fight anybody she's whooped their ass before.
Yeah, like, again, like...
Even a new chick, I wouldn't want to see her go in there. Because everybody sees the hole now. Everybody sees the hole.
Yeah, because all that chick's going to do is like, hey, we're just going to work on your defense or takedowns and just your hands. And Ronda was so focused on judo stuff that she didn't put as much time into her hands. And two, She was lied to about her ability with her hands by shit fucking Edmund that she thought she could hang. Like, yeah, your mitt sessions look great. I could take Petey, who's never fought and never, you know what I mean? Yep. He's very minimal. Yep. I can, me and you could shoot a video of me holding mitts for Petey and you'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That kid's got gloves. Meanwhile, I'll let him fight a couple third graders and he might get through two of them. It's just like, yeah. I was never, anytime I see, like if I watch Donald Cerrone hitting pads, I know what Donald Cerrone can do. So I'm like, damn, those drills are legit. When I watch Ronda Rousey try to dodge pool noodles, I'm like, hey man, for sure spar.
Yeah.
Find a chick who wants to tear your fucking head off, not people you pay specifically not to talk about your training camp and are worried about hurting you. Yeah. Go grab fucking Misha Tate, Jessica Eye. Grab one of these chicks who's tough and you fought and like anybody else. I get beat hands down by somebody. Dustin Poirier kicks the shit out of me. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to go to Dustin Poirier's camp. And I'm going to learn how to throw fucking hands. Hire a good sparring partner to kick the shit out of you for a year so that you're not gun shy. Because I don't know what kind of sparring you were seeing. Because there was a lot of rumors, like a couple pro boxers that had sparred with. They were like, yeah, I was not allowed to go hard with her.
Yeah.
Everything was really light. It's like, hey, you need to get...
Then you're fucking her.
You need to get this shit kicked out of you. Like, again, Petey as an example. All the drills me and him are doing, the little light sparring I've kind of played around with him. If I kept doing that for 8 months and he was getting really good with technique and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, hey, man, throw a mouthpiece in. We're going to go 50%. 50%. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do what I normally do and not really try to hit you, just mm-hmm. make you feel. I'm going to go 50% strength and speed and I'm going to hit you. He would shit down his leg and not know what to do because you're not experiencing that. You got to get so.
Even the footwork just freaks you out.
Yeah, man. You got to get so through the uncomfortableness. Like anybody you fight, even somebody who doesn't know strike, could land a punch and you have to know that and you have to know how to handle that. Where she's just, you could see it, man. She came out all aggressive forward. The second Nunes landed that strong jab, kind of touched her one, and then boom, real strong jab. The look on her face and the panic and shutdown was like,
Her eyes went wide.
Yeah.
Her stance came like she straight
panicked,
and tall.
Just straight panic and just started reaching, yep. just like literally reaching hands out in the open, chin up.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's weird. It looked like she'd never tried to box before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a kid, she hasn't been allowed to feel uncomfortable. You literally just have to get the shit kicked out of you a bunch. You have to spar with people that are better than you. You have to. You have to be pushed hard. You have to get to that point where you're like, I feel fucking uncomfortable. I'm getting hit. And that has to happen a lot to where when you get to that spot, you're like, this is it. I'm used to this. This is normal for me. I can push through this.
Yeah.
I'm going to reset my angles, get out of her punch zone, and re-engage. I'm going to panic and reach for you like a toddler for her mom. It was so hard to watch that second fight, man. And I was, dude, we were so excited for her to come back.
Yep.
I thought for sure she was going to come back. Don't give a damn about my reputation. We were like, oh,
I thought she was going to come back hungry, and that's what I liked about her.
She looked hungry. She looked physically better than she's ever looked.
Yeah.
She had a six-pack. Ronda Rousey had a fucking six-pack, dude. I spanked my pud for days to her fucking workout videos.
Fucking Ronda.
And then she again, it's not all her fault as far as you need coaches that are going to be honest with you. You need a coach to go, hey, your hands aren't where her hands are, so let's focus on where we need to be and what we need to do to get this fight won. We need to get to the fucking ground because we're not going to fill that gap in a four. That's like Connor going to the ground with Nate. Connor's got a good ground game. He's got good defense. He's very aware of his positioning. That being said, it would take Connor 10 years to match where Nate Diaz is grappling-wise.
Yeah.
10 yep. years. You're not going to fill that gap in a fight camp. Well, he's really good.
They've been working all their lives for that.
He's really good at close guard. He likes to foot on the hip, so we're going to watch for that. How about we just don't get there?
Yep.
If he drops, nah, I'm going to stay up here. Because you're not going to fill that gap. So thinking you're going to come back off of a way too long of a layoff with no tune-up fight, you just got your face kicked off of your neck, and you're going to fight a super heavy, hard-hitting, long striker. Nunes hits really hard, and she punches really long. Terrible fucking thing to try to come up against aggressively straight on, not cutting angles, no head movement. You're going to get punched in the fucking face. Oh, hey, Rhonda, what are you doing there? You coming straight at me? Oh, that's cool. Hey, check this out real quick. Gadoosh. Like, what are you fucking... And again, Edmund just, oh, her hands are great. Her hands are looking great. Her hands are fucking... Yeah, okay. If she's a hand model, maybe. That's the only way that any of that shit could be true, because she's not going to hang with most of the girls in the top five's hands. Like I said, like I don't know if Jessica Eye's in the same weight class, but like Jessica Eye, that bitch has got hands. Holly Holm, fucking world champion hands. Chris Cyborg, arguably the scariest hands there, other than Joanna. Like, yeah. Could you imagine? Joanna's like, I'm going to put on some weight, I'm going to back up, and I'm going to fight Ronda Rousey.
How much weight would she have to gain?
I think she weighs 115, so she'd have to gain I think Ronda fights at 135, so she'd have to gain 25 pounds. Which is doable.
That's a lot, but it's just not for her being build. That little. Yeah.
It's just not her build. I'm going to put on some weight, and I'm going to fight Ronda Rousey. I would literally hide in a bunker while that fight was happening. I wouldn't want anybody tweeting me. I was like, oh, God. I would stand for the flag for that, because you know she's dead. She would last 30 seconds. I think if they were the same weight class, she would tear Nunes apart. Joanna's got the scariest striking, and she's like a machine. Like, once the fight starts, Joanna Gajdzienczyk is like... Almost like it's not a person in there. Like, she's so game. She'll eat a fucking elbow to the face and then just face back down and throw an elbow. Yeah. Like, bleed. No, there's no slowdown. There's no, like, I'm panicking ever. Mm. The most game ever. And that's how Cyborg is. And Cyborg's huge. She cuts to make 145. Yeah. Dude, come on. Don't call out Cyborg. Hey, man, pay Ronda back, okay? Just give her the money you owe her. And also... Leave Travis Brown alone, dude. He was one of the best prospects in heavyweight. And now, you know, he ain't shit.
Yeah, you fucked him.
Come on, man. I think that's it for UFC stuff.
Yeah.
Connor's out for the rest of the year. He said that he's going to take the rest of the year off after the Floyd fight. It was a great fight. They're talking about Nate McGregor 3 for when he does come back, though, which would be great. Although, I get it, but I don't want to see it. And I mean, I guess if you gave Nate the title shot at 155, that's cool. But my thing is, like, you need to defend your title, man. I love you to death, and I love all these things you're doing. I love watching you fight McGregor or Mayweather. I love watching you at 170 against Nate. But you've won two belts and haven't defended either one of them one time. So I would like to see. I'm getting really fucking sick and tired of these interim belts.
Yeah.
I just won the belt. Next week, I got a cough. Fuck it. Next fight's an interim belt. Like, what, we'll just give everybody belts as a participation fucking awards at this point. Boxing. And nobody wants them. Not one person that's won an interim belt's like, fuck yeah. Not one. Almost every guy they hand it to, they're like, I don't want that. Literally will say it half the time. That's not the belt. I don't want that. And then, like, they're like, oh. Like, Joe will be like, hey, he's like, that's not the real belt. I want the real belt. I want Jose, blah, 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 whoever it is. Nobody wants a fucking interim belt. And they're doing it because... Title belts or title fights, or people want to watch them more. But it's like, okay, but not if you make every fucking fight an interim title fight. We don't give a shit anymore. You took the specialty away from. It's like boxing. Every 2 pounds there's a belt. And not only that, but every 2 pounds in 15 different companies has a belt. There's you could be a 146 to fucking 154 guy and have 14 current belts held.
Yeah,
don't care about belts. How about you just be a good fighter? Like, I care more about, like, Canelo fighting than anybody with a belt. You know, I hope whatever Conor decides to do, he comes back and fights, you know, Tony Ferguson, Khabib. But Nate's in the top five, I would think. I think he is. You know, he should be. So, if you're coming back, come back at 155 and defend your title. I would love to see him in Ferguson, because I don't know how many... I feel Conor will retire earlier than we think.
You think so?
I think he'll give us another year... maybe two, and he's going to say, see ya. Because he's going to break a couple more records, and then he has no reason to keep fighting, man. He's going to
He made his money, man.
He made his money, but
he
also...
doesn't need that brain damage or...
No, he made his money.
A broken body.
Yeah, not only did he make his money, but, I mean, he looks good. Like, he looked good in the eyes of the people. Like, everybody loves him.
Yep.
You did your job, man. So...
But that's feels like a very short...
It is. That's not long.
It's a very short reign.
Yeah, but I mean, look at all he's accomplished, though.
Yeah.
I mean, again, because he didn't just aim for, I just want the belt. Okay, first thing I'm getting, I'm winning my belt in my weight class. 145, I'm getting my belt. Tears through everybody, gets the belt. Okay, that's cool. That's not good enough. You know what I want? I want two fucking belts. Two fucking belts. What's he do? Smashes the other champion smashes Eddie Alvarez. I've never seen anybody in my life even kind of treat Eddie Alvarez like that. Smashes him. Well, Cerrone kind of did, I'm not going to lie. Cerrone beat the fuck out of Alvarez. But smashes Alvarez, wins two belts, two weight divisions, active champ. Fuck. First time? Oh, okay. Wow, cool. Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to go up to a weight class that I've never competed in that's way too big for me and fight somebody way bigger than me mm-hmm. on short fucking notice. Do it twice. Oh, I lost? Okay, well, I could go back down to my class. Nah, we're going to do this again. That's historical. Then goes to another fucking sport and fights what everybody's opinion is the greatest boxer of all time and hangs in for most of the fight and lands up more punches than anybody else and looks good doing it.
Yeah.
He gassed out. But, I mean, he's accomplished enough. Like, if he right now is like, yeah, that's it, guys, which a lot of people thought that was going to do, I honestly think he'll fight more. Because everybody's like, why would he come back to UFC and make a million, you know, $1.8 million? He just made almost $300 million. Because I honestly believe that with Conor, it's not... I mean, don't get me wrong. He loves money. He loves having things. I don't think that's what it is, though. I think it's a lot of ego and, like, he wants to be the best.
Yeah.
So I think he'll give us a little more, and then he's going to be out skis.
That bums me out.
It bums me out, too, but you know what? Especially if he can go out on top, because nobody does, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes out on top. GSP kind of did, you know, but his last fight was...
Chuck
everybody
Liddell.
Argues that like, Chuck Liddell had a bad fall. Everybody has a bad fall. Yeah. Everybody. Rich Franklin, Anderson Rampage. Silva, Rampage, Chuck, all of them. When you're on a tear, then you start losing. That's when you decide to cut loose, you know.
You know,
Uriah Faber is one of the few guys that...
Fucking...
he went out on top. GSP...
Dan Anderson is...
No, he won that fight, dog.
But... I'm just saying he didn't, like, fade out.
Mm-mm.
He just whooped ass. He whooped ass.
Wear and win, motherfucker.
Yeah.
The same mentality as Chael. I'll fight you in the parking lot. I will meet you at TGI Fridays. We'll step on a scale. Don't care what the number is. I'll take my shirt off, and I will put you on your back and punch a hole in your face. Like, it's... But I honestly feel like that's where Connor's going to go with it, so... Yeah, I guess we'll see. I could be wrong. Maybe he fights for five more years. I just don't see it. I see him fighting a couple, like two or three more times. He's going to fight, like, who's got the biggest name with the biggest hype behind him? Oh, Khabib? Okay, I'm going to take Khabib. Oh, Tony Ferguson? Everybody's saying he's going to be the guy to beat me? Okay, I'll take Tony Ferguson. And then Nate, because there's this unanswered question with a one-on-one? Okay, I'll take Nate. I think that's what he's going to do, and then... Outskis. One, why fucking wouldn't he? Especially if he wins those. If he wins those, why fucking wouldn't he? Two, who else is there? Oh, go back down to 145 and beat everybody he already beat again? Oh, but there's Jeremy Stevens. Yeah, that's cute. Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I'll do the fuck I want.
Fuck this microphone.
Well, then fuck this.
What do you got?
Is this my water? Then fuck this water. I just want to cut the deep, do that to everything.
It's like, why you got a fucking book bag you can't read? Oh, man, he's so great. I think that wraps up MMA stuff. Let's real quick. Gaming. So, Destiny 2 came out last month.
Nick's been playing the shit out of it.
I've been playing the shit out of it. It's really good. It's really good. It's one of those games, though, it's not really fun by yourself. You have to play with friends. So if you don't have Xbox Live, do not buy Destiny 2. You have to have Xbox Live to play it. So do not buy the game if you don't have internet connection. Two, if you don't have homies to play it with, don't fucking buy it. Because it's... I mean, you can. Some guys are super solo gamers. I'm not. I get bored real quick. But if you have friends to play with and you got Xbox Live, it's fun as shit. It's really good. It's better than the first one. Hopefully some of the DLC, I don't know, there were some things that they could have changed more drastically. They did change a lot, which is nice, but there were some things that like they definitely could have changed more drastically. In October, we have Shadow of War coming out.
You're going to have to do this solo for a second.
Okay, we have Shadow of War coming out, which the first game was fucking so good. Shadow of Mordor was so, so good. This one looks super good, too. I'm not super positive what the storyline is for this one, but... it looks really good, and I'm really excited. Although I heard a bunch of like rumors about microtransaction type shit, and that makes me want to throw up on myself. Hey guys, don't do that. If you're a game that we already pay $62, and now if you want anything, you have to buy the $80 version or the $100 version, which is fucking stupid. Just let me buy the game. But if you're a game that charges full fucking price for a game, and you charge out the ass for DLC, and we have to wait for the DLC, and we have to buy the Digital Deluxe version and all this shit, if you're doing all those things already, and it's already that expensive, and then you also add microtransactions, you piece of shit. Hey, man. Don't do that. That's fucking annoying. Because while there are people that do, it pisses me off when I hear people that do like buy coins or whatever the fucking the exchange stuff is for the game. Like, hey, if you don't fucking buy it, they'll fucking get rid of it. Oh, so because I don't have the ability to spend extra money on in-game fucking purchases, all these other guys are going to get to have way cooler shit, way more powerful shit, way more useful shit. Like, all these games are doing that. And it's fucking, you're getting greedy. Hey, change it. Hey, change it. Hey, Bungie, I see your silver buying process, your microtransaction for silver to buy Ingrams. Hey, change it. Yeah, just get rid of it, because it's fucking dumb. Okay? And hey, are you buying silver on fucking Destiny 2? Don't do. That shit is so fucking annoying. Stop. Stop fucking giving these people more money. They're already cunty. The gaming industry is already like, it's just becoming cuntier and cuntier and cuntier. You gotta pay for any type of little fucking anything, which I understand, like, they need to make money. They gotta make their investments back. I'm totally cool. If you come out with a really good game that offers me enough content and playability that I feel like it's worth the $60, and then 6 months down the road you come out with a DLC pack for $15, cool, I'll buy it. Guess what? Shit like what Destiny's done with the first and second one with PS4. Oh, you have a PlayStation? Okay, well then you get all the fucking DLC now. Oh, you have an Xbox? Well, guess what? We fucking hate Xbox people because we're pieces of shit. And you have to wait a year. Oh, not an extra month like Call of Duty's done. A fucking year. So when the DLC comes out, and say it comes out in November, they'll have some Destiny DLC. We have to wait till next fucking November. Hey, change it. Don't fucking do that.
That's pretty dumb. Because I like PlayStation. That's a shit move. That's a big shit move.
Both on Bungie's behalf and Sony's behalf. Because here's the thing, and this is the point that I kept making. What the fuck is that? Is that a bug? Huh. That's the point that I kept making is, I own both. Me and Ben both own both.
Yeah.
We both own PlayStation, Xbox. I usually buy campaign single-player games for my PlayStation, yep, and then multiplayer games from Xbox, because most of my friends that play multiplayer have an Xbox. That's just how it worked out. That being said, there's not a... Say I didn't. Say I only owned Xbox, right? All my friends bought... There's not a fucking multi-platform game on the planet to where they go, you get extra shit if you play it on PlayStation. There's not a game on the planet that's going to make me go, oh, well, in that case, I'll go buy a new console. Hey, don't fucking do that. Every person who plays Xbox, not one Xbox player is like, oh, well, I guess I better buy a PlayStation so I get this DLC. Like, no, they just fucking hate you. They just fucking hate you. Because they're going to wait because they're dedicated Microsoft guys. Like, how many people do you know they're like, oh, you play Xbox? Yeah, I play Xbox. Oh, you should get a PlayStation. Hey, why don't you fucking kill yourself, or I will lick your wife's butthole while you're at work. Because they hate each other. We're the exception. Like, not a lot of people like both. My friend Brandon, he plays one. My other friend, Wade plays one. Craig, I've talked to Craig 1,000 times. I'm like, Craig, you make enough money? Get a PlayStation, dude. He's like, I'd rather fucking die in a fire.
Yeah.
Why?
He's not even about Nintendo.
No. It's weird. Why? Like, not because it's a legitimately inferior, just the team thing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I started with Xbox. I like Xbox. I'm not moving. I have no fucking no reason to. Me, there's platformers on each console. One, I'm just techie. We just like technology, mm-hmm, so we like having everything. Two, I love Halo franchises and shit like that, so I have an Xbox. I love God of War, shit like that, other ones, so I have a PlayStation. But any developer or company who tries to fuck out half of their fan base for a little bigger check and the hopes that it convinces. Again, oh, I bought a $60 game and the DLC's $15. Yeah, I better buy a $400 console so that I can play that now. Or you can just not be a cunt. Just don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to change their mind. You just look bad. It literally, When I found out that they did the Sony deal again, a little part of me wished I hadn't bought the game. Like, I love the game, and I'm glad I have it, and it's fun. But a little part of me is like, at what point do we fucking, you know, stop supporting that kind of bullshit shit stuff?
Yeah, all the microtransactions. And...
I already went off on that. Yeah. You're shitting on half of your... Because people who play on Xbox love the game just as much as people who play on PlayStation. You're shitting on half of your fucking fan base. And you should probably stop, because that shit's
getting... Do what Witcher 3 did, man. Just they did it right.
What was the first 10 DLCs were free or some shit like that?
It was like 16.
Yeah, dude. Fucking goddamn yep. CD Projekt Red. Hey.
And then they gave you the soundtrack. Yep. And then I got the emblem.
I didn't get the thing. Fucking emblem, dude. Didn't get the emblem. What the fuck? You and Josh
Booker. We got a map. We got...
Yep. That's another thing that drives me nuts. No games come with books or maps anymore. You have to buy a $100 version of the game to get it. I don't need a fucking hand-sewn cloth that some... person had to fucking die and stitch by hand that cost me an extra $100. Just fold up a little fucking paper map in there.
Yeah.
Every game used to come with that. And for a $60 game now, you just basically get shit on. Like, we hate poor people. Go fuck yourself. Oh, I gotta pre-order a $120 fucking game to get anything other than a disc. Witcher 3
came with a thank you note.
Yeah.
From the developer.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That was cool. And that's what I'm saying. Like, not only I don't even get like a pamphlet, not even like a one page like, hey, bubble, nothing. You open the case and it's blank plastic and a fucking disc on top of that. Oh fuck, what was I just gonna say? God, the note thing fucked me up. Oh shit,
it's going gone.
It's gone
out of the ballpark.
But it's super fucking annoying. Everybody's going to microtransactions. Everybody's going to fucking... and they're pushing all these digital copies that are $80. Especially if it's a digital copy and you want me to pay more. Yep. Huh? Yep. What? Like, I can understand, like, oh, if you buy the $100 version of Halo 5, like my version.
Yep.
It came with figurines, a box, fucking, like... I mean, there's all sorts of behind-the-scenes shit, a movie, fucking all that shit. Like, that was... And a metal case. That was worth $100.
That's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to buy a fucking digital version for $100?
Yeah.
No. Go fuck yourself. It's so fucking frustrating to me. Everybody spends so much money on all this shit already, and then you just shit on it. They're just
trying to squeeze all
the juice out. Yeah, and you just shit on everybody, man. And it makes like, Bungie, I don't know what happened when they left Microsoft, but they just became cunts about everything. The way they do everything is cunty as fuck. And it's super disappointing. Getting off that, I'll rant all day. Getting off that, South Park, The Fractured Butthole, comes out next month?
Yeah, October 17th?
I believe that's what it is. I'm super excited for that game. The first one was so good. I'm so fucking excited for that game. I don't know if they kept it or what. But when you select your difficulty, it would change the color of your skin.
Yep.
Like, the harder the game gets, you're like start to become black. It's kind of fucking funny. You know what the best part about that's funny? Is so many people are going to be like, that's funny, haha. But they don't want to play on easy. But then they're like, well, I don't want to be black, though. Like, that's the best part of that joke. Is like, people are going to just play on easy because there's some weird thing where they are not okay with being like, you know what I mean? That's fucking weird. That's the way that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that. I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. You talked about Mario yet?
No, I have not. October
27th.
So good. I haven't shared it yet. I'll share it as soon as... by the time this comes out, it'll be on the Radcast page. On the Radcast Facebook page right now, I did share the new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer.
Oh, man. The new trailer
looks fucking great. That game looks so
good.
Dude. But Mario comes out...
Spring. That was spring 2018. Spring 2018,
I know. Well, it's Rockstar, so you tighten your fucking belt up and get ready. Mario Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch, which is going to be the first thing since Zelda that's going to come out who anybody gives a flying fuck about who's not 7 years old. Oh, arms? Oh, that's cute. That's cool.
Once you switch?
Sick. Oh, for $60? Yeah, I'd rather light myself on fire.
I'll pass. Hard pass.
Would rather get fucked by the joysticks. but anyways, Mario Odyssey looks amazing.
Did you watch that video?
I did. I watched it.
Oh, man, dude. All the worlds, all the different things you can do.
Fucking cool,
you put stickers on your flying machine.
Yeah, man. It,
the reason your hat
is I've yet the to way see anything that I was like, I don't like how they did that. Like, everything I've seen so far, I'm excited about. I love all the different
animation.
Yeah, because like on one hand he's like in like New York and it's like realistic looking, but then he goes realistic. To like a super psychedelic, super cartoony world. Yeah. And then there's another one.
And he goes to the jungle world.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
and you can get different clothes,
kind of 3D like Donkey Kong ish and blah blah blah. Like I'm just everything about
different
that
clothes.
Game. Although stickers. I will say the hat thing's weird, where like you can like,
yeah. Did you see that where you play kind of like Donkey Kong?
Yes.
That was sick, and all the OG noises. Yeah, I'm so excited for that game.
It's going to be fun, man.
I'm so happy.
It's going to be fucking Mario 64 on heroin. Steroids. Yeah, dude. It's going to be fucking insane. That comes out, when's that drop?
27th. October.
October 27th. So if you have a Switch.
I'm getting it.
Fucking
I'm waiting in line, dude. Man. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
I'm like, so happy for that game.
Yeah, man. If you guys haven't tried the Switch yet, honestly, unless you're really excited for that game, I wouldn't buy it. Zelda was
If you haven't played Zelda,
Zelda's really good. It's worth it. Yeah. But the problem is, like, you're buying a console for one fucking game right now.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else.
But again, like you said, we're really techie, and I really enjoy those games.
Well, for us. But I'm talking about, like, the average consumer. Like, it's a couple $100, and there's still... It still doesn't have Netflix, huh?
Nope.
Still no apps. Still no... It's literally just a Zelda player right now.
Yep.
Until Mario comes out. Then it's one Zelda, one Mario player. It's just not worth the fucking money, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's random. It's just not worth the money right now. Except for when this Mario game comes out. You know, it's something that I'm super excited about. They're releasing Skyrim for it, but it would have been cool 4 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Skyrim, or Bethesda just did release. Did you see that thing I posted on the Radcast page about survival mode?
Mm.
They're coming out with a new DLC. It's like really hard. Like,
That's cool.
You starve to death. If you go in cold water, you'll die. Like, it's, you have to sleep to level up. Like, it's, you'll have to check it out. I'll send you the link. It's fucking, sounds really cool. They're testing it out on Steam first, I believe. And, like, kind of let people beta test it. Mario Odyssey comes out next month. Shadow of War comes out next month. South Park comes out this next month. Those are all going to be super good. Also, the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X were announced and released, and I believe, was it today that they came out? Or yesterday? Or?
I don't remember.
Sometime recently they released, but
yeah.
The iPhone 8, don't waste
Nobody
your money.
Nobody was in line for it.
No, don't waste
there
your
was
money.
No lines.
Because it's the iPhone 7. They added the new chip. Big deal.
With the new chip, which, again.
And then Retina, which, again, there's no fucking excuse.
Wireless charging, but it's a slow wireless charge. So.
Yeah. Wireless charging. They added Retina display, which you have had Retina display for 6 fucking iPhones now. They should just all come with it unnaturally. Why are you making me wait for? And kill yourself, Apple. The iPhone X is sexy. It's a very sexy phone. No button. You'll have to. It's hard to explain. You got to look it up. Just go to Apple's website. They have a really cool way of showing you how it works and functions. It might not be for you though. And it starts at essentially $999 for a 64.
For a 64 gig, and then it jumps up to 256.
Yeah. So it might not be for you. It's super fucking expensive. It doesn't have a home button. The iOS works a little differently because not having a home button. There's different features and stuff. So go online and check it out. Don't just go down to AT&T and like, oh, the new one. Okay, cool. Like, look it up first. And if the X is not something you want, then just get a 7. Get a fucking 7 or a 7 Plus. It's the same phone. You're saving a fuck ton of money. It's useless to have the 8. It's fucking... Unless you just really want the glass back with the fucking...
Unless, like, you're just upgrading, like, from a 5.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, for
get
sure.
It, for sure,
I
yeah.
Mean, yeah, yeah.
Just but don't upgrade 7, from a 7.
If you have a 7, don't... Just don't do it. It's a complete waste of time. I think that's it. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Nah, man. Good.
Cool. I'm on a fast right now, and Ben fucking with the beginning of this podcast.
Brought that fucking Sonic.
Brought some Sonic
them
over here and got like chicken strips and tots.
Dazing
I'm
him.
So hungry, man.
Testing his might.
I'm so hungry. It smells so good still. I'm just like, oh, my nipples are hard. My insides are eating themselves right now, and I'm trying to make it till tomorrow.
Just keep drinking water, dude.
I've been drinking so much water. Speaking of which, I got to piss super bad right now. So... I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode, the review of It. There's going to be a couple more episodes coming out after this. I'm going to try to keep up on some things. I'm trying to make some changes in life that are going to be weird if I can make them happen. It's going to be, you know, I'm going to be moving to a different area and all this other stuff. So keep posted on that. I'm going to keep up. I've been posting the fuck out of funny videos, video game videos, tech videos, memes. and jokes and stuff on the Radcast page. So follow the Radcast page on Facebook. Follow me at Not Nick Cook on Instagram, at Not Nick Cook on Twitter, at Not Nick Cook on Tumblr, at Not Nick Cook on everything.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's super hard to remember. You can follow Ben on Instagram at
BigDickBen_69.
BigDickBen_69.
Twitter is MexiBen.
Yeah.
At MexiBen.
That's old.
And then Ben H. Diz.
On.
No, never. No, because
you
changed
it from Ben H. Diz.
I'm okay. Just Ben.
So, yeah, Facebook. So BigDickBen_69 on Instagram. For those of you guys who don't know about Ben, he posts.
Don't follow my Twitter. It's just biking. lame sauce.
Yeah, yeah. But he posts a lot of biking stuff and cool shit on.
Follow me. Try to get me sponsored.
Instagram. Yeah, for sure. Send us some shit. That'd be cool.
Sponsored also, by Hutches, by the way. Sorry about that.
Yo, Hutches BMX.
Hutches BMX, Eugene, Springfield.
Springfield. Oh, fuck. Oregon. That's my bad. Springfield. They're the same place to me.
Yeah, it's just East Springfield, or East Eugene and West Eugene.
It's literally
Eugene.
A street. It's like, oh, that's Eugene and that's Springfield. But yeah, Hutches BMX. And it's not just BMX. They have anything biking there. The dude that, like, the guy that works
mountain
there.
Mountain biking. I mean. Just. Everything.
Everything.
Everything for bikes.
Everything bike related.
Go in there, apparel, talk to Will, everything. Talk to Chance, talk to Dave, and yep. They'll all hook you up.
Super cool
for
guys.
Sure Will, though. Like he's the man. He'll lace you up.
Yep. Lace it up. I'm super excited. Ben just got a hold of Pokemon Stadium 2 for the 64 and...
In the box,
and
son.
Super Smash Bros. The
in
OG.
The box,
both
son.
In the box with the pamphlets and everything. So yeah. We're going to be smashing like a motherfucker. I'm super excited about it.
We're going to smash all night.
All fucking night. Anyways, guys, that's it for this episode. Go to blackcraftcult.com. Buy some fucking cool-ass gangster satanic shit. As always, love yourself. Hail yourself. Try to do something nice for other people. There's a lot of shittiness going around, and it bums me the fuck out. And as much as I can be an asshole, I do my best to try to like be nice to other people and help anyone that I can. So big hugs and kisses. Know your worth. Go do some cool shit. Go fuck yourselves. Most importantly, go fuck yourselves.